right. This last Super Saturday that we had here in Charleston was spectacular, as they all are. The gardeners always do a wonderful job. And the topic for training on this past Super Saturday was actually the rules of network marketing. And I wasn't quite sure what to expect, and I was blown away. It was one of the
good segments.
Yeah, it was just a powerful training. Justin Peterson and Nick Odom put this together. In fact, Nick, and I'll let you, Nick, share a little more about this, but I think Nick is going to be putting this into a book. I hope he does soon, because the field needs it. And so it was a lot. We're not going to ask him to cover all the rules tonight, but we'll spread it among several trainings throughout the next few weeks or whatever works out in his schedule.
I think it'll be about 4 weeks.
It might, and we may not do it sequentially. It just depends. We don't want to lock him down. You know, we'll make it work. We're going to get them all, hopefully, sooner rather than later. But we just want you to get ready to take notes. You definitely are going to want to jot these down. And I want you to know that Nick Odom with his partner, Justin Peterson, for those of you who have got a lot of new people on the call tonight, they actually broke every company record in the company history of 44 years.
Yeah, 44-year record of hitting platinum.
Mm-hmm, in 5 months.
In 5 months. I mean,
right. They broke every record, and they received the $100,000 ring, and they're just phenomenal leaders. They're leading the whole millennial movement.
Major $100,000 ring in 5 months, right? And also, just let you know, their team, and I just found this out a while ago, their team and commissions have made over $2 million since they started.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty stunning, and all of them are happy. I mean, they're very young. Mr. Nick Odom also, while they were running for platinum, was also in college. And I don't know if you knew this, but he was driving 3.5 hours, 2 or 3 times, 4 times a week over to Raleigh from where he was going to school. Yeah. He'd get back home at 3-something in the morning. He also has a girlfriend, so you know he was busy there. And he also read Atlas Shrugged in the meantime while he was doing that, which is 1,200 pages.
Yeah.
And he was studying. And before he even came, you know, with Legal Shield, he had already sold personally over $1 million in product. And he's 23 or 24 years old. I mean, just a stunning young guy. And we really appreciate his leadership all through the field. And we're excited to have him on tonight to do this segment. And he really prepared for it. One of the best trainings we've had in a long time. So, Mr. Nick Odom, you are on the spotlight, buddy. It's on you.
Hey, Frank and Teresa, thank you so much for that incredible introduction. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, man, it's loud and clear, brother.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, to everybody that's made it onto the Performance Family call tonight, I just want to say thank you so much. You know, not just for taking the time to get on and hear from these incredible leaders and hear, you know, from me right now, but for making the decision to do something to better your business, to better yourself, you know, to take a step forward instead of just going through, because it would be so easy. It's so easy, and there are so many people that got distracted tonight and missed the call. So if you made it on the call tonight, I just want to say thank you so, so much. I really, really appreciate you taking the time. I do want to say I'm about to go through a lot of information really, really quickly. And so I would highly recommend have your pen and paper out, be ready to just start taking some notes. And especially if you plan on taking notes on your phone or your laptop or your iPad, I would say, hey, grab a piece of paper, grab a pen. You're going to remember things so much more effectively whenever you actually write them down versus typing the notes or versus just listening in. So make sure you're writing down these notes, because even if you never go back and look at them, that's going to help you remember them so much more. The first thing I want to talk about is where all this information came from, because, you know, I don't want you guys to get confused. I am not some self-proclaimed expert on network marketing. What I've been doing, you know, over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years is really reading as many books as possible, listening to as many audios as possible, attending as many seminars, and getting guidance from as many mentors as possible on this entire industry. And I started to notice a phenomenon within my organization where people would call me and ask a question, and somehow I always knew the answer to the question. And it was extremely interesting to me, because some of the questions I had never had asked before, but because I had a base of knowledge, because I had filters in place that I was putting my decisions through in this business, I always knew what the right answer was. And that's what I'm hoping this training can do, you know, for every single person on this call, is to give you, you know, right, these are the laws, the rules of network marketing, and I want to give you some filters that you can put your decisions through to make sure you're on the right path every step of the way in this business, so that you don't have to wonder if you're going the right direction, and you can focus entirely on how fast you're going. Because so often in this business, we have people that are confused, or they're not sure exactly which way they should be taking a step next, or what they should be doing next, and as a result, they don't take any action, and so they don't get any progress. And so what I want to do is be able to clear that up for you and give you a clear set of guidelines for you to put every decision that you make through. And this is exactly what I do in the business. Whenever I'm making a decision, whenever I'm going, hey, what's the next step? I'm putting those decisions through these filters. And if a decision meets all of these and does not, right, conflict with any of the laws of network marketing, then I know then that's a step that I can take, you know, forward in my journey in the business. So that's what really the goal here tonight is. That's how you can apply this information, is by using it as filters, using it as guidelines for the decisions that you make every step of the way, so that now you'll know exactly what to do and you won't have to worry about that part anymore, and you can focus in entirely on how much you're doing. So the first thing, you know, I'm sure most people, you know, have a good understanding of this, but let's just go ahead and touch on it. You know, what is a law, right? Laws are infallible. They're unbreakable. I mean, they are 100% factual. There's no gray area in them. You either are applying the law or you're not. You know, you can think about the best example I come up with is the law of gravity. You know, if you step off the top of a 10-story building, no matter how much you believe that gravity doesn't exist, it's still going to pull you down. Right? You don't have to, whether or not you actually take any of this information in, whether or not you actually apply any of these laws, they're still all going to be working within your life. And so refusing to recognize that they exist does not make them go away. I want to make sure everyone understands that. So you've got to make sure that you have this information so that you can be making the right decisions. Because if somebody didn't know about gravity, I don't know how that would be possible. They could easily be in a situation that would be very dangerous for them physically, because they may think, hey, you know, why would I get pulled down? And it's the same thing here in this business. It's so easy to get caught off track because you don't have an idea of what the rules are. And the rules are the rules, right? They never change. And one of the biggest things that I've learned in my life is that if you can play the rules, you'll always win the game. You know, you don't have to worry about playing the game. Just focus on playing the rules, and you'll win the game every single time. The example I usually give is the game of Monopoly, right? You know, a lot of people think Monopoly is based on luck. A lot of people think network marketing is based on luck as well. It's just a roll of the dice. But the truth is, if you make the right decisions in the game of Monopoly, you can win almost every single time. And it's just by applying those rules. And so the same thing applies here in our business. If you can apply these rules, you can win every single time. So, you know, like Gitcoin said, you know, I could not fit all this information into one training call, so we're going to be going over these over the next few weeks, you know, maybe consecutively, maybe not, but we'll get through all of them so you'll have all this information. But tonight, if you want a title for your notes, I'm going to be talking about the laws of the process. Okay, these are the laws that apply to what and how we are actually building the business, right? The activities, you know, that produce us income, what are the laws that apply to those? And the very first one, and there's a reason that this is the first one of all of the laws that I'm going to talk about, is because it's one of the most important things. This is the one that most people forget, and it causes them more harm than any other law. And that is what you do duplicates, okay? What you do duplicates. What this means, and it's really simple, right? It's really simple to think about. The hard part is applying it. It's very simple to think, okay, whatever you do, other people are going to do that. You know, you've probably heard the saying, people don't do what you say, they do what you do, right? This is something that parents may have learn the hard way, where their kids are duplicating some of their bad habits, even though they gave them the advice not to, because they're not going to listen to what you say, they're going to do what you do. And it's the same thing in this business. Whatever you do to a prospect to get them involved in the business, they are going to assume that that is the best thing to do to build the business, and they are going to go out and try to duplicate that. Now, the law is what you do duplicates. The part where people get really frustrated, and this can really hurt people's business, is that what you do duplicates, but what you do doesn't always duplicate well. In fact, a lot of times it duplicates extremely poorly. You know, an example being, you know, you may bring on, you know, someone who is an incredible salesperson. And, you know, right now they are used to sitting down with clients and asking yes questions and closing people on a product or service. And if they get started here and attempt to go out and do that, you know, they may actually recruit some people that way. The problem is those people are going to try to duplicate what was done to them. And they won't be that good at it because they're not a trained salesperson. They don't know how to, you know, ask those questions. They don't know how to speak to people in that manner. And as a result, they're going to get frustrated. They're going to have very little results. But that is what will duplicate. They won't follow the system. They'll do that. And so the reason this is so important, what you do duplicates, is because if you want your entire team to use the system for success that we know works incredibly, incredibly well, it's the reason we've been able to create the success that we have, you have to be applying that system exactly to the T, because what you do will duplicate. It's so funny, even as leaders, right? If you're training from the front of the room, understand what you say is being listened to. What you say from the front of the room, people are going to hear what you say, and they're going to go out and try and repeat it. And sometimes that duplicates well, and sometimes it doesn't. You know, different people have different posture. You know, Brian Carruthers might be able to say something to a prospect that is, some people might consider rude, right? They might say, hey, listen, your way of thinking is completely wrong. And if a new associate tries to do that, it might cause a huge problem, which is why Brian, even though he could do that, he is always falling back to the system. You know, he talks about getting in the river and pulling people in with you, because that's what's going to duplicate is what you do. So the first law, what you do duplicates. That's one you want to constantly come back to with your activity and ask yourself, if my team does what I'm doing right now, could anybody win with that, right? Is anybody going to be able to succeed with that? And if not, you should rethink what you're about to do. Now, the second law of the law of the process is always use third party. Always use third party. This one killed me. Okay, when I first got started in network marketing, you know, I was with one other company before Legal Shield, and you know, I'm so thankful for that season of preparation, but I can tell you that I did everything wrong, and this was the one that I did wrong the most. Okay, you always have to use third party, right? Because what you do duplicates. And so when you're building this business, you never want to be the person presenting this information to your friends or your prospects. You always want to put them in front of a third party tool or an event. You want to get them in front of We Are Vision 2020 and let the video do the work. And the reason why we do this, I'll give you a story from my very first week in network marketing. Like I said, it wasn't with Legal Shield, but I got started with a health and wellness company, and this is what I decided I was going to do. I said, I'm going to put on an event. I was in sales before this, right? So I can definitely tell you that salespeople, you're going to have to unlearn some things to do well in this business. But I rented out a room at my college, and I invited 100 people to come out to the event. About 50 of them showed up, okay? I passed out these products to every single person. I got in front of the room, and I presented all the information. And to be honest, I wasn't as good then as I am now, but I did a pretty good job. I had done $1 million in sales, like Frank talked about. I did a pretty good job of the presentation. And not a single person signed up. And here's the thing. They told me, hey, we love the products. The opportunity sounds really good, but there's no way I could do what you just did. And I mean, that hit me so hard, because I was like, well, you don't have to. I'll do it for you, right? I was like, I'll do it for you. But remember, what you do duplicates, not what you say. And so they all were thinking, well, no, because if you really want to succeed here, you got to be in the front of the room. And that absolutely killed my start. I mean, that was the beginning of a long season of preparation and learning and growth for me. But that really hit it right on the head for me. You always have to use third party. It doesn't matter, even if you could do it better, then the person that's doing the three-way call for you, that you don't want that to duplicate, so you have to always use third party. Like, this is something you've got, you never, never, keyword never, present the information yourself to someone else. Always be pointing at a tool or an event. Always be edifying someone else, edifying the video, edifying the event, and let them see it the same way that you saw it. And this, I mean, this gets harder the further you move in the business. As you become, you know, a director, a senior director, an executive director in this business, you know the information, you can answer the questions. It's so hard sometimes. People ask me questions and I want to answer. But you've got to be like, you know what? I've got the perfect person to answer that question. Let me get you on the phone with John. You know, let me get you on the phone with Justin. Let me get you on the phone with Kaylin. Let me get you on the phone with Matthew Root. And let the third party do the work. This, like I said, these are laws. If you break this one, it will kill you in the business. So always use third party. Number three, the law of the process is sort, don't sell. Sort, don't sell. And this one is probably the best example of why this is called the process, because we are always sorting within our business. You know, we first start by sorting prospects in or out of the business. They say, hey, I want the membership, or hey, I want to do the business, or hey, this isn't for me, right? They sort themselves into one of those categories. And then of all the people that join the business, we sort them again. You know, we say, hey, who's going to level up, right? Who's going to take those first couple of steps and secure that back? And, you know, we see a group of people that sort themselves into that position and they start taking action, and another group that don't. And then of the ones that take action, we sort through those to find the leaders, the people who are going to be not just take action right away, but be consistent for months or years. And of those people, we sort through those to find the ring earners and the Platinum World Council members and the people who are going to go all the way to the top of this business. You never want to be convincing, pushing, persuading, or selling anybody on any part of what we do, whether it's the opportunity or the membership, right? We let the third party, we let the system explain the information to them. We use third party again to get their questions answered, and then we let them decide yes or no. It's a sorting process, not a selling process. If you try, or even if you accidentally are selling someone, because sometimes you have people who are brand new, they're just really excited. They're like, oh, tell them about this. You got to hear about this, dude. This is going to be amazing. And you overwhelm people, and you make them feel like they're being sold. You make them feel like we need them to do well here, right? It affects your posture in the business. And a lot of times, you know, if you've ever heard a story of someone getting started in network marketing and them quote-unquote, losing their friends from doing that, this is how you lose your friends, is go and try and tell them they need to do this. Don't ever do that, right? We always sort. We never sell. You know, number four tonight is never prejudge anyone, okay? Never prejudge anyone. And this one, man, this one could cost you millions of dollars if you mess this up, okay? I got to tell you, somebody, right, somebody had the audacity to send the coins a tool, right, to send them a video. Somebody was crazy enough to think that John Gardner, an attorney for 30-plus years, right, him and Elizabeth were running six law firms, and somebody was like, you know what, I bet he would be interested in this, and sent Legal Shield to him. And think about how many other hundreds or thousands of people knew of the Gardeners, right, or knew of the Acoins, but they said, well, they're already really successful. They probably don't need this. And how much money that cost those people. Because this is a business where we focus on equal opportunity for everyone, right, freedom and fairness. We get up in front of the room, and we talk about how we shouldn't prejudge people based on the color of their skin or their religion or any other reason. And we say, hey, everyone should have equal access. But then we go back home and we go down our list and we say, well, Joey probably wouldn't be good at this. And so then we prejudge those people and we don't give them the same opportunity. And so you have to make a decision today that you're going to share this with everyone you know, and let them decide if it's for them or not, right? That's the key part. You've got to share it with everyone and let them decide if it's for them or not. You know, the other side of the coin is, you know, because one side is you prejudge people because they're too successful. The other side is you prejudge people because they're lazy or because they haven't accomplished much in their life. And there have been, so, I mean, be honest, I'm one of the best examples of this. Whenever I first got prospected for network marketing, I was probably the picture of the most lazy person any of my friends knew. I mean, I played video games for 8 to 10 hours a day. Any hour I wasn't in class, right, I was sitting in front of a computer playing video games. And there were plenty of people that thought, oh, yeah, Nick's super lazy. He wouldn't be interested in doing something like this. But one of my friends said, hey, you know, maybe he would be. And it's amazing. I mean, I never would have thought back then that, you know, people would be interested in working with me. But you'd be hard. I would love to have me on my team from all the growth that I've gone through at this point. But you got to understand, those friends that you have, if you don't give them the opportunity, they can never take it. The answer is always going to be no. So you have to share this with everyone. Never prejudge anyone in the business. Let them decide for themselves. All right, number five here. This one is a pivotal. This is a pillar. It is so crucial. It does not matter what works. It matters only what duplicates. Okay, it does not matter what works. It matters only what duplicates. Here's another way that you can write this down that may help you understand it a little bit better. It doesn't matter what works for you. It only matters what will work for anyone. Okay? And this goes right in, right side by side with what you do duplicates, because in this business, it is incredibly possible to go out and do the wrong thing and make a lot of money for a short amount of time. And it is, I mean, this is something that I personally was, you know, doing this as well. I have been known to do the wrong thing and get results and go, well, I'm getting results. You know, memberships are getting sold. We're getting paid. But if you're not doing something that can duplicate, right, if you're not doing something that anyone can do, your business will stop with you. Your business will become dependent on you instead of the system. And so this is one where you have to put everything that you're doing through this filter, right? Is this something that's going to work for me, or is this something that will work for everyone? That's why our system is so simple, right? That's why our system works so well, because anybody can send a video. Anybody can press play. Anyone can say, hey, here's my friend Justin. He'll answer your questions. Right? You don't have to be able to answer the questions. You don't have to be able to present the information. You don't have to know, right, the answers. All you have to do is be able to send the video. And because of that, right, that process will work for anyone. And so it can grow 5, 10, 15, 20 levels out away from you, and it will continue on and on. I mean, check this out. You know, Justin and I were talking today. We have people that have gotten started on our business in the last 60 days that we have not even met yet, that have hit the ranks of manager, senior manager, director, even executive director in the business before we met them, because the system duplicated well beyond us, because anyone could do it. It's not dependent on us. And so this is one of the most important laws, one of the most important filters that you need to put everything you do through, right? It doesn't matter what works for you. It only matters what will work for anyone, right? It doesn't matter what works. It matters what duplicates. And I cannot talk about this one enough. It is the most important thing. It doesn't matter if you went out and passed out flyers and you got 2 sales out of that, because not everyone on your team can succeed by doing that. And as a result, that's as far as your success will go. Right? It doesn't matter if you can go around and convince your friends to join. They can't do that. And so the business will stop with you. And so you have to be doing something that anyone can do, because once again, what you do will duplicate. You can't do something that works for you and expect everyone else to do the system. You have to do the system, because then that will duplicate to everyone on the team. Okay. I got 3 more here for you guys tonight. The next one, the purpose of an exposure, okay, the purpose of an exposure is to set up the next exposure, okay? The purpose of an exposure is to set up the next exposure. The purpose of an exposure is not to hard close somebody. It's not to get them on the membership or to get them in the business. The purpose of an exposure is to book the next exposure. Remember, this connects directly with sorting, not selling. you do not want to bring someone to an event with the goal of recruiting them into the business that day. Now, the reason is most people do not sign up on the first time they see this. In fact, the majority of people sign up off the sixth exposure plus, right? Six plus exposures before they make a decision, yes or no. However, they may never get to the second exposure if you're pushing them to get started right now, right? If you're saying, hey, we need to get you started right now. But if you're always just setting up one call to an event, to a call, then people just continue to come see the information until they make a decision, yes or no, and then they sort it in or out. So the purpose of an exposure is to book the next exposure. You could also write this down as BAMFAM, B-A-M-F-A-M, book a meeting from a meeting. And the part where you can apply this is you don't want to ever leave a meeting with someone. Maybe you're on a three-way call with someone and they haven't made a decision yet or not. Well, book them in for the next event, right? Book them in for the next briefing or a call with someone else. And that way you constantly are chaining one event to the next, to the next, to the next until they say yes or no. If not, then all of a sudden you can end up in a position where someone said, wow, I'm really interested, but a week later they haven't decided yet, and now you feel like you're annoying them by following up. But if you had already booked a meeting from every meeting, then you never have to worry about when's the next time I'm going to talk to this person. You've already scheduled it. So the purpose of an exposure is to book the next exposure. All right, number seven here, the fortune is in the follow-up. Okay, the fortune is in the follow-up. And, you know, Benjamin Notini does an incredible, incredible training on following up. If you've read GoPro, he does, you know, Eric does incredible training on following up. He says that following up is doing what you said you would do when you said you would do it. And this is one of the things, I mean, this one right here kills, I mean, this one makes our entire industry look bad sometimes. Because so many people get started, they get really excited, they share this with someone, and then they don't follow up when they said they would, and it makes everyone else look bad. Now, we know that the majority of people do not say yes on the first exposure, or the second, or the third. It takes multiple exposures to get people started. We're sorting, not selling. And so the fortune is in the follow-up. This part, you've got to use this as a filter for your mindset, your thinking. You know, let me give you a way to visualize this, right? Darren Hardy talks about this idea of an entrepreneurial roller coaster where there's so many ups and downs. And a lot of people in this business, they put themselves on a roller coaster because they start going, oh, you know what? This guy, Matthew Root, if he got started, he'd blow it up. This guy would kill the business. I just can't, you know what I mean? I can't wait to talk to him. And then when Matthew, you know, says, well, you know, I got to think about it or whatever, they're like, oh, man, you know what? Dang it. I was really hoping Matthew was going to get started today. And then they talk to Matthew again later, and he's like, yeah, I'm still interested. And they're like, okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. When can you meet? He's like, well, I can't meet anytime soon. They're like, oh, man, I really thought today was going to be the day. This is going to be perfect. And you just go on this, like, emotional up-and-down ride, and it's so painful the entire time. It's so painful the entire time. And you've got to understand, if you know going in, hey, the fortune's in the follow-up, then you're not worried about it. You're not worried about what he says at any given event. You know, hey, you know, I'm gonna keep booking the next exposure from each exposure until, right, we're sorting, not selling, until he sorts himself in or out. And then you no longer have to ride that roller coaster. You don't have to worry about if he says yes or not, right? You can recognize that there's 7 billion people on the planet and that you only need to find 4 to go platinum. And you go and you keep moving on. But if you're thinking, okay, this first phone call, this is where we're going to close them, if that's the mindset you have coming in, it's going to absolutely kill. It's going to absolutely kill you whenever they don't get started, and you'll be constantly stressed out and riding that roller coaster up and down. You've got to know going in, hey, the fortune's in the follow-up. I might have to talk to someone. Guys, I have followed up with people, some of them for 3 or 4 years at this point. There were people that I prospected with my first company that I am still following up with today, prospecting now for Legal Shield, that eventually are going to say yes, but they never will if I didn't keep following up. If I didn't recognize the fortune's in the follow-up, no doesn't mean no, it means not right now, right? That's a key filter to put your action through to know, hey, it's not a short-term game, right? It's a long-term game. It's a marathon we're running, and the real money, the people who get extremely wealthy in this business, get there because they're willing to do those follow-ups, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, because that's where the money is made. And now, I don't want to take up too much more time here, but the last law of the process that I have for you guys tonight, whenever I learned this, it was like, this is really, you know, what Frank would call a refined study of the obvious right here. And it's the five M's, okay, the five M's. More meetings means more money. 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 I remember when I first heard someone talk about this concept, I was like, well, yeah, of course, if you're doing more meetings, more people are going to be getting started and more money's going to be made. Right? And they were like, well, it goes another level deep as well, because if your team is doing more meetings, then more people are getting started and more money's being made. Right? More meetings means more money. And the way you can apply this in your business, you know, I had so many leaders come up to me and they said, hey, show me your calendar and I'll show you your paycheck. Right? Your income in this business is going to be a direct reflection of how many meetings, right? And what's a meeting? Of course, a meeting could be a three-way call. It could be a briefing, a PDR. It could be someone watching a video, right? Any one of those exposures, you know, more than one person together talking about this could be a meeting. And so the five M's, more meetings means more money. Your income is going to be a direct reflection of how many meetings are happening in your organization. When you look at your calendar each week, how many times are you getting on a three-way call, right? How many times are you putting your prospect on a video and having them talk, you know, to your upline? How many briefings do you have people on your team going to? How many Super Saturdays? How many people are going to the next big event, right? More meetings means more money. And so I see this happen all the time. I'll give you guys a really good example. If you've ever worked in food service or in a grocery store or any of those like entry-level positions, they don't really like to fire people. What they do, you know, I had a lot of friends that worked at Ingles. It's a grocery store, you know, here in North Carolina. And what Ingles would do is they would never fire someone. If they wanted someone gone, they would slowly reduce that person's hours each week until they were only scheduled for 1 or 2 hours, and the person was forced to go do something else, right, to go find another job, forced to quit. I see so many associates in this business do that to themselves. They start the week and they haven't scheduled a single hour. You know, they haven't scheduled a single 15-minute segment to work on the business starting the week. Well, you can bet if you don't schedule yourself to do this, you're not going to show up. You're not going to actually do it. And so more meetings means more money. You know, that's the concept of, hey, we're doing more, produces more results, but the way to apply it is to look at your calendar every week and actually schedule your time for the business, right? Even meeting with associates on your team. I remember, you know, when we first got started, all I did was I'd pull out my calendar every single week and I would just try and fill in every single open time, right? I would start the week off by putting in all my classes, all my stuff, all my obligations for work and family, and then every other minute that I had free, I tried to schedule a meeting, you know, for Legal Shield, whether it was a three-way call with someone, or whether it was a briefing or a PDR, or whether it was meeting with a new associate to make calls, whatever it was, I filled my schedule up because I knew, hey, the more meetings I do, the more money I'm going to make. I need to schedule these ahead of time, right? If you take a look at your planner. That's going to tell you how much money you're making in this business. And if you don't have a planner, if you don't have a way of scheduling out your time, I mean, you've already just given that power away. You're letting someone else schedule that time for you. And so that is so, so crucial. Even if you're doing everything right, even if you understand that what you do duplicates and you're always using third party and you're not, you know, you're not selling anyone, you're just sorting and you're not prejudging anyone, you're contacting everyone, right? You're following the system exactly. You're following up. You're going from exposure to exposure. If your calendar isn't full, if you don't book yourself to actually do those things, even if you're doing the right thing, you're not going to succeed, right? Even if you do the exact perfect exercises with perfect form in the gym, if you don't go to the gym, the results never happen. So that is just, you know, and you know, like Teresa said, I am working on writing, you know, putting all this information down. on paper, as a book, so that other people can have these same filters that I've had that have allowed this business to go so much smoother for me, because I've been able to immediately know, okay, this won't duplicate, so I need to go this way, right? I've been able to make those decisions so much quicker and always know the right answer because of these filters. And so I am in the process of putting this in a book. We have three more sections of these laws for you guys, the laws of belief, laws of compensation, and laws of leadership and network marketing, that I'm going to go over the next couple of weeks. So that's my training for tonight. I really, really appreciate all of you guys for hopping on. Frank and Teresa, thank you so much for the time, and I will pass it back to you guys.
Wow. What a training.
Yeah, we could comment all night long on this, and I agree with you, John. Nick, I look forward to the next two or three sessions, whatever you're going to do. I want to remind everybody, if some of your associates were not on this call, make sure they go to the recording and listen to this segment, because it will tell you who's going to build the business. If you're wondering who to work with, just go down that list and see if they're doing all those things. If they're not, they're going to either move slow or they're going to move out. I'm telling you. And if they do them, they're going to move up and they're going to move fast. So, Nick, thank you so much. We could talk about each one of those, but we've got other segments to go. But I really appreciate you taking the time and the energy and the effort to put this thing together for us tonight. Great training, Teresa.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'd love to comment more, but we just have to move on. But this is a very important segment. Now, who's next?
We have the comments on our book coming up in the next segment, and everybody hang tight, because Rob and April Hurst have an announcement to make to the team here shortly.
About a very important meeting going on.
That's exactly right. So, Nick, thanks again, and was excited to hear John's voice there, too.
He's excited to hear John. He got excited.
Yeah, appreciate all of you about it. So let's move on. Michael Johnson is going to be giving us comments on our book tonight. It's one of our favorite books. Michael Johnson is an executive director here in the Charleston area. He's been a Fast Start trainer, well-respected, one of the most effective presenters and trainers in the company. So, Mr. Michael
He's
Johnson.
He's a single father and just a great guy. Mr. Johnson, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Wow, what a great call. I just want to shut down the call now and get started on these laws of the process. Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, Michael, when you use that system, your results will be better than you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Well, listen, I appreciate you guys allowing me to share this portion of the book review tonight, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And it's real neat when you find out that part of your organization, who's reading the book or what have you. And I did ask a few associates, you know, who was participating in their journey to success with the personal development that we have for our team. And every month we all need to participate in this. You guys have already put out the books that we're going to be reading till the end of the year, and all we have to do is either download them or go buy them. So I was talking to one of my associates who's really dear to me for two reasons. Number one, she's a family member, and number two, she's a millennial, and she's in my business, and she's 19 years old, and I'm really excited to hear her points on the book review tonight, and that's none other than Tyra Johnson. Ms. Johnson, are you on the call with us?
Yes, thank you. Some points that I really like from the book, The Compound Effect, chapters 4-6, I really appreciate how Mr. Harding said, to reach new goals and success, it's necessary to create a new routine, and creating a new rhythm in your life generates more powerful results, recaptures your passion, and offers new opportunities as well as perspectives and fresh ideas. I also liked when he brought out consistency. He said even good, passionate, and ambitious people with good intentions can fall short when it comes to a lack of consistency. And he gave an illustration of a pump, and he said when most people start a new endeavor, they grab the lever and they start pumping really hard. And after a few minutes, they see no results, so they give up. But a wise person will be persistent and will continue to pump, and it might take longer, but you will eventually get a steady stream and you'll reach success. So consistency is the key to achieving and maintaining momentum. And I also like how we brought out, you talked about our association, and we need to evaluate and shift our association into three categories, he said, disassociations, limited associations, and expanded associations. And our reference group, or the people that we associate the most, determine 95% of our success and failure in life. And we need to think about the people we spend time with, because these relationships can either nurture us or starve us. Thank you. I'll turn this call back over to Mr. Johnson.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that. And now you guys can see why I'm so proud. And, of course, not only is it an associate or a business partner, but it is my daughter. And it feels really good to hear her give those great comments. And I just wanted to highlight something that you brought out real quick when you talk about associations. And all this coincides with exactly what Nick Oden was talking about, dealing with the laws of the process. The good book always says that bad association spoils useful or good habits. And all that is true in what you said about that book. Appreciate your time, darling, sharing this with us on the book review. And Mr. and Mrs. Coyne, looking forward to hearing Robin or April Hurst. I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Thank you. Great job. And Ms. Johnson, you did terrific. Great. He really summarized that fantastic.
Yeah, Michael, I love the way you delegated that book with you to get done.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
Way to bring up leaders.
You either automated or delegated, right?
That's super. Yeah, love it.
Ms. Johnson, you did a great job, and you made your daddy look good tonight.
Thank you.
All right, before we bring on Robin April Hurst, I am going to tell you, what happened last week, October 9th through the 13th. We had a huge tie in production for fourth place. So all these people tied with fourth place, Bruce and Joanne Root, Susan and Jeffrey Mercer, Dave Norby, Myra Bonita Elizabeth, and Michael Johnson, who you just heard. Third place last week goes to Jeremy Lomas. Second place goes to William Yates. And first place goes to David Contorno out of North Carolina.
Oh, man, congratulations to all of y'all. And that, there's a big list. That's just a few of them.
Yeah, and then the top recruiters
for
last
week. Good Lord.
We're going to start with the second place ties. We had five people recruit two last week. We want to recognize Doreen Chitla from North Carolina, Christy Flores, North Carolina, Cheyenne Diaz from Illinois, Casey Gray out of D.C., Tyler Ross out of D.C. And y'all, listen to this. First place in the performance family for
recruiting. Six recruits last week alone.
That's exactly right. Jeremy Lomas. Six recruits.
Jeremy, congratulations.
Out of D.C. as well.
I have never recruited six people in a week.
I don't think so.
If y'all know any of these people, please call me and congratulate them.
And there
now let's see the uprank.
This
what
is also
got?
Posted on your Performance Family Facebook page. And so please definitely go like them and congratulate them. These are the level advancements. All these people, I'm going to assume most of these, secured their bag, if you will, because they're upranked to senior associate. All right, here we go. Joselito Jandog, Eleanor Chitla, Erlinda Flores, Dakota Soma, Anthony Keels, Gregory Humphrey, David Holland, Malik Gatewood, John Chitla Jr., Sean Davis, Brandon Rose, Cheryl DeCastro, George Bass, Jason Treble, Tiffany Parker, and two more, Ola Suleiman and Dominique Rumaldo.
Wow.
And we have two brand new managers, Jeremy Lomas, congratulations. Shauna White, congratulations.
Another brand new director. Right.
Yes, Africa Wallace is a brand new director on the team. So we want to congratulate all those people. Now we're going to turn the call over to Robin April Hurst. I don't know which one's there or both, but they are out of Ohio. They are network vice presidents. They are servant leaders. They are so well respected, and they are just doing a fantastic job as network vice presidents and building their teams together. And so I'm going to
big event happening in Ohio.
We're going to turn it over for the announcement.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, man, what an amazing call, and so many nuggets dropped tonight. But we are so excited, you know, as we're getting ready to close out this month. Just found out just halfway through the month, Ohio was in the top 15. In fact, we were ranked number 14 out of all 50 states. But here's the other thing I found out. We were only 10 recruits away from being in the top 10. So we are looking forward to definitely closing out a big month. But we're also looking forward to launching off a big month as well. And I just will share this as well. You know, this Saturday in Cincinnati, Ohio, we're having a Super Saturday. And we have none other than a man who is just really killing it, Mr. Chris Delaney, who's going to be our guest speaker in Cincinnati. So, you know, this is a great time to be thinking about who do you know in Cincinnati, who do you know in Ohio, that you may be able to get out to that event. But to launch the brand new month off in November, we have none other than these two phenomenal individuals, platinum executive directors, one of the top leaders, in fact, responsible for creating a performance club program, Mr. and Mrs. Frank and Teresa Coyne. So that's going to be on November 6th. It's going to be our Super Monday. And in the Ohio market in Cincinnati, you know, once a month we have Super Monday where we really not only do the briefing, but we really get in depth with some training. But we're looking forward to them also coming, not just for that event, but it's going to be a host of private business receptions and all kind of activity going on leading up to that event. So, again, you know, if you're looking to build in the Cincinnati market, Dayton market, Columbus market, I would definitely start making some phone calls right now, start reaching out to some individuals, and start getting some people out to these events. It's going to be amazing. We are so excited about the growth of this state, the growth of this company, but also the growth of this team. I turn it back to you.
All right. Great job. And we're looking forward to coming up. And I know Chris Delaney will do a super. He's a great guy. He's a good-looking guy. He's a great presenter. Y'all doing good, and congratulations on being number 14 or whatever it was, 13 or something.
10 away from being in the top 10.
Yeah,
so we're going to change that, so we got to have all of our states represented well.
So to all the team out here, to all of our performance family team, if you know anybody in a two-state radius or three-state radius, just let them know that that event's going to take place on Super Monday. So, you know, get everybody there that you possibly can get there and ask all your associates if they know anybody in Ohio.
Yes. For sure. And I was going to say, when we were in Atlanta, Frank, y'all did great. We had about half a dozen people there that we got to meet that y'all sent from all over the country. And so definitely text us their names, so we'll be sure to try to make sure we connect with them. We are going to work for you, for the team. We'll be in that Cincinnati market on November 6th. So that's right, Frank. Ask everybody who do you know in the Cincinnati area.
Right. So ask everybody you know, and then ask your team and ask everybody they know. And I want to congratulate Matthew Root. I wasn't going to do this, but last night at our meeting, I think there was 86
okay.
people there. And Matthew had 43 of the group.
Wow.
And I'll tell every one of you, when you start building and you use the system that Nick Odom went with, you know, kind of the rules and regulations and system and laws of network marketing, you know, and your calendar is full of events and meetings, you will own the room wherever you're at. I mean, there's very few people ever stay that consistent. Just try to make it a goal, like whether we're talking to Bill Sullivan or anybody else on the phone, try to make it a goal to own as much of the room as you can. You know, start with 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%. And like, you know, Matthew Root and his mom and all the Root family, they owned right at 50% exactly of that room last night. And it can happen to anybody, I'm telling you right now.
Absolutely.
Just use the system, and your results will be better than you are.
And those rules are finite. I like what Mr. Nick Odom said to start with, that they're 100% factual. There's no gray area. They are finite. They are what makes the business run, and his explanation of knowing the answers to questions he's never heard before. He only had those answers because he has the rules of network marketing, has the filters. So great training, Nick. We're looking forward to the rest of it. Great job, everybody on the call. Michael Johnson and your daughter, you did phenomenal. And Bill and Jan, thanks for hosting. And we
did.
And Jalen Blanchard, thanks so much for letting us know about the auto activation and how to make that work. We are ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, thank everybody, each and every one of you spending this much time. I know we're running a little late. I want to thank the gardeners for coming to Charleston last night doing the briefing. They just knocked
them
on the
head. Yeah, it was awesome.
All right, everybody, this is Frank and Teresa in sunny Charleston, South Carolina, saying thanks for all you do. And we appreciate it, and we'll see you.
See you soon. Have a great week.
Next week, I guess. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Fabulous call.